Terms of endearment in the English language, like darling and my dove, have been used for hundreds of years, but others fell out of favour. Now you can find out more about lots of phrases over the past 1,000 years in a vast database of English words and phrases that's just been published online. Dr. Mark Alexander is Senior Lecturer of English at Glasgow University. Valerie Sanderson asked him for more examples of phrases or words that have now become obsolete.
So why does the language change dramatically over the years?
So about 70% of English is borrowed. Just borrow a better word or a different word for variety. So words like belly try to get replaced by the Latin abdomen. Just because people like to show off, they like a bit of variation in their life. Or sometimes because the middle classes adopt a term which distinguishes them from the working classes and so on. For a long time, the animal sheep and the meat that you got from a sheep was sheep. And then after the French came over in the Norman conquest, you then had words like mutton appearing, which is the French for sheep, and mutton's applied to the meat. You can see how society's changed very quickly just by looking at words for example, foreign people, and you can see some very offensive terms and being replaced in later years with much nicer terms. Same for women. A lot of the terms for women in the history of English are quite offensive.
Dr. Mark Alexander. Google says it's withdrawing its internet-connected glasses, the so-called Google Glasses. The company will stop taking orders for the product from next week, but insists it's committed to developing future versions of the glasses. Our technology correspondent Rory Kathleen-Jones reports.
When Google Glass first went on sale 2 years ago to a select group of software developers, it was hailed as a futuristic product which could change the way we live. The smart glasses allowed users to receive information from the internet in a small screen perched above their right eye. It could also take photos and videos and give directions. But after the initial enthusiasm, doubts began to grow. There was concern about the privacy implications of the device, and it was banned from some restaurants and cinemas. Some users felt it made them look strange and stopped wearing it in public. Now Google has announced that it will end the experimental program and stop making glass in its present form. The company insists that its smart glasses team will continue its work with the aim of bringing out new versions at an unspecified date in the future.